USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court says the Trump administration cannot add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Carrie Severino is the chief counsel to the Judicial Crisis Network. She tells Fox News regarding a citizenship question, this has all been done before.
The citizenship question is something that for most of our history has been asked on the census in one form or another. It's something that hasn't been asked of every American in recent decades because there's a shorter form that's used.
Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the court's four liberals in a 5-4 ruling. President Trump is set to meet with the president of China at the G20 summit on Thursday to talk trade, and over 17 million people tuned in to the first Democratic debate on Wednesday night. The second round of that will be tonight in Miami, Florida, where the other 10 candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden, will take the stage. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.